These followers, they are goalless home draw against the young indomitable Lions of Cameroon at the National Sports Stadium yesterday, which put them in a tight position ahead of the return leg in Yaounde in 2 weeks' time. The Young Warriors now need an outright win or a scoring draw in Yaounde, where no Zimbabwean team in all forms of football has won a game since Zimbabwe was admitted to international sports in 1980. In fact, Zimbabwe to thank the heroics of young Ngezi Platinum Stars goalkeeper Nelson Chadjiga, who made numerous brilliant saves. Otherwise, the story could have been different. Young Warriors coach Jairus Tapira cried foul over short preparations for his team's mediocre performance before a pathetic crowd, despite the game going for a dollar.
Imagine that we only got 3 days to prepare. And this has got 3 days. There's another one day that we even couldn't be trained because of, you know, some things beyond our control. So actually we trained for 2 days. This guy's there. 2 months. There are 3-4 international friendlies.
Tapera said he had to use his own transport to look for players, some of whom trained for only 30 minutes, and describes the working conditions as pathetic.
We are working in a situation like you are killing us. You know? You are killing the friends. Everything is pathetic. I can say that. It's pathetic.
However, the young indomitable Lions coach Cyprian Besong Ashu thinks the job is half done, saying they will finish off the Young Warriors back at home. The goalless draw is not ideal for Zimbabwe, but in football, anything is possible, and the Young Warriors can go to Cameroon and win. Now to Kasolaga Premier Soccer League action. FC Platinum extended their lead at the top of the table to 5 points after a 3-0 hammering of Border Strikers at Mandava Stadium. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariatsi.